Why has the Central Party proposed changing the constitution regarding the term limits for the president?
Because we get a dictator. He wants to stay in power forever. As simple as that.
So it's something similar to what's happening in Russia with Vladimir Putin?
Much worse than Putin. Putin have to go through the ballot box election and all that. In China, they don't need to do that. That's the party that's made decision, and then deputies will show their hand for support. Everything's fine. They don't need to subject to any election process and any other even fake democratic mechanisms.
Do you think these changes are likely to be passed by the Communist Party?
Absolutely. I mean, the so-called People's Congress, it allows them that do everything is in complete control by the party itself.
And if these changes do go through, what are the impacts, do you think, domestically in China?
That means we will have another Mao Zedong, Mao-like dictator again after 40 years. Institutionally, China has formally revert back to totalitarian rule with an absolute leader on the top.
And if domestically in China, are people worried about this? Do people see the full ramifications of what could happen if these changes go through?
It's very divided in China. Actually, in the last few years, in the last 5 years, I mean, in the first tenure, Xi Jinping has instigated his subordinate followers to make all those appeals for him to stay forever as a new leader, a great leader, that to face the adversary situation domestically or externally. We have hostile force everywhere and all that. They have made these appeals to make cooperation for this moment. And then remember in the end of last year when we have the Party Congress, the 19th Party Congress, they already eliminated two possible successors, Hu Xinhua or Sun Zhengcai, that arranged in 5 years before the 18th Party Congress. And this has been all well underway. That's what I said. It's not surprised to me at all, although I'm angry with other public in China.
And if we can speak domestically, what do you think are the ramifications for Australia if this change goes through?
That means we'll have Australia formally, either public, business, or government, have to face a formal director with unlimited power and unlimited tenure.
Right. So where do you think this is going to go?
This, of course, this means that the decisions, including the relationship with China, with Australia, will follow the political logic of a dictatorship, a normal dictatorship. It can eliminate those economic rationality that, remember, in the last 4 decades, the success of the Chinese economy very much depends on the economic rationality run by the technocrats. They have already established some sort of semi-market economy or follow market rules or international rules. But now that Xi Jinping has that sort of absolute power, it will follow his will and his power logic, including now One Belt, One Road, we call it his initiative. And then everyone has to follow him to create rationale to justify it. Although it runs at so much cost, so much trouble, it doesn't matter. As long as the emperor wants it, you have to follow.